So today, the Hashem, we're going to talk about whether a woman should bench gomel after going through something dangerous or after going through childbirth, after having a baby. So as we know, brachas tafnun daladam beis, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, that there are four things for which one must bench gomel. Among them is recovery from illness. So considering that the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that a woman has a status of a chol sheyesh bo sakana for 3 days after childbirth, so by benching gomel, she has recovered from what seems to be a very, very serious illness. Now, Marina Rav Shachter Shlita thinks that we're not so sure that a woman for 72 hours after childbirth would still be considered chol sheyesh bo sakana. It's hard to imagine that the woman that you see, filling a shopping cart in Gourmet Glad on her way back from her Pilates class, 2 days after having a baby, is really considered a chol sheyesh bo sakana. But many poskim still work with the assumption as far as not being allowed to fast in Yom Kippur and things of that nature for 72 hours after childbirth, that a woman is chol sheyesh bo sakana. So if that's the case, you would imagine that she would bench gomel when she recovers. So what's the hesitation? Why is it even a discussion? So in the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas Chilak Beis Simen Tazayin, he says that since it seems that you're supposed to bench gomel in the presence of a minion, maybe women should be potter because kol kvud bas melech pnima. She shouldn't be doing things in such a public fashion in front of a minion. In fact, the Knesset HaGedola reports that some women don't bench gomel, and he says that he thinks it's a mistake and women should bench gomel. I call kvud bas melech pnima, and what about the fact that you need a minion? Say he have a chiyuv, and maybe you should say it from the women's section, but you can't get rid of a chiyuv just because of kol kvud bas melech pnima. Now, the Magen Avraham suggests that maybe it's in simin ratio test, and maybe it's not a chiyuv. Maybe the whole the reason that women don't bench gomel is because the whole thing is a dvar rishos, that it's not an absolute obligation. Prima Gadim is unsure about that. What do you mean? It's not a chiyuv. It sounds like it really is a chiyuv and not just a dvar harishos. So where did the practice mishaburin in Rishon Tess of Kan Gimel says that minig in Europe was not, that women did not bench gomel in many places? So where did that practice come from? So the Mishabura says, probably based on the tznius related issue, and he says that maybe a woman should say it in front of 10 people, but 9 of them can be women. He says the basis for that is that the purpose of the bracha is a substitute for the karban toda, that hoda'a is supposed to be something that's done publicly. So the reason we prefer a minion for gomel is not because it's a davar shebekdusha. It's not. It's because you need something very public, and when it's just a matter of publicity, so then maybe 9 women and 1 man would be enough. Not clear why you need the one man, even chal, but just in front of 10 people, lechara would be enough. Rav Moshe and Tshuva and Orachaim Chelak Hay, which is in the 8th volume of Igros Moshe and Simen Yud Dalit, says that he doesn't really understand that there should be a need for 10 people in the first place to say gomel, and in the presence of 10 women, it is not really necessary. You can say it in front of one person, male or female, and if the woman is married, let her say it in front of her husband. Nior Chashulchan, he points out that some have the minhag that women don't bench gomel, and he says there's no good reason for it. They really should bench gomel. Chayodim also, in Klal Samechei, says that women should bench gomel in front of 10 people, and he doesn't distinguish men, women. Presumably, he means men, that they should bench gomel. Now, the argument to bench gomel is pretty straightforward, that a person is saved from some sort of dangerous situation. L'chore, they're supposed to bench gomel, and many, many, many poskim, in addition to the ones that I just mentioned, say that, in fact, that's what should be done. Chaim in Reishia Tes Sifkat and Gimel and Zayin and Chav Zayin says that women should bench gomel, but they should do it if they're worried about the tznius problem. Do it in front of 10 relatives, around cousins and brothers and sons-in-law, whatever. Shulchan Aruch in the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Seder Birch Sanenin says that, like the Knesset HaGedola, that they have to do it so that when a woman has a baby, she should bench gomel from the Ezra Snashim, and 10 men will hear it, and therefore you'll preserve the kol kvud. The Ben Ishchai says that women are obligated in Shana Rishon of Parshas Ekev, says that women are chayiv in Birch Sagomel, and if a woman doesn't know the bracha, her husband should teach her the bracha because it's her chiyuv to say the bracha. Similarly, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Siddur Beis Yaakov says that women cannot ignore this bracha, and it should be said from the Ezra's Nashim, and if they can't, then they say it at home if they can't say it from the Ezra's Nashim. But he says he doesn't understand what basis people have to be makel about this. Rav Avadya writes about this in Yechav Adas, Chelik Dalid, where he says that the Knesset HaGadol, he quotes the Knesset HaGadol in the Chida, that women have an obligation to say this bracha, and best to do it from the Ezra's Nashim, or at least at home. You know, if she just had a baby boy, maybe you got the Shalom Zachar, she can come out if the Shalom Zachar is in the house. And he says, you know, it's hard to say Kol Kavud Bas Melech Panima about something like this nowadays, when women are always going out in public, and they're always seen in public. It's not something that's so surprising. So why would one suggest that women are pater? So the suggestion was that so a few suggestions are offered. I saw Rabbi Ari Zivotofsky has an article about this. He quotes from Mordechai Tzvi Halevi Horowitz in the early 20th century Frankfurt, says that in his city the tradition was that the Nashim Zakenos told him their tradition is women don't bench gomel, and their husbands don't say it on their behalf either. And he says the reason is because part of the bracha, the nusach of the bracha, is hagomel chayavim tavos shagomel ani kol tov, which sounds like they did something wrong. Normally, when a person goes through a dangerous situation, he's assuming that that it's an onesh for something, so they're chayavim. That's why children don't bench gomel, because they are not chayavim for anything. So a woman had a baby, she did a mitzvah, and you're going to say chayavim? That's why they don't bench gomel. That would only explain why a woman doesn't bench gomel after childbirth. It would not explain why a woman doesn't bench gomel after a car accident or something like that. In the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, he has a different suggestion. Or Chaim Simon Kuf Aleph, he says that maybe because after having a baby, there's a lot of postpartum bleeding, and maybe that makes it inappropriate to say brachos because they don't have a guf nucky at that point, but that would disqualify every bracha, and also only works for childbirth, doesn't work for other occasions upon which someone might bench gomel. Another explanation is that since gomel is in lieu of a carbon toda, so maybe it has to be done dafka during the daytime, and if it's got to be done dafka during the daytime like carbon toda, so then maybe it becomes a mitzvah shasman grama, and mitzvah shasman grama nashamar peturas chsam sofer and archaim simen nun aleph brings up such a svara and rejects such a svara, but these are the svaras that they give. Now, because there was a fairly common practice for women not to bench gomel, people wanted to come up with other solutions. Is there any way she could be yotzei v'chiyuv that exists, but still, because of kol kvud v'smel p'nima, or because of the postpartum issues or whatever else, still honor that minog of not benching gomel? So there are a couple of suggestions that were made. So some suggest that the best of Bir Halacha quotes is that some women go to shul, their husband gets an aliyah, he says Baruch Shem and Baruch Le'olam Ve'ed, and the woman answers Baruch Shem Baruch Le'olam Ve'ed to the husband's Baruch Hu, and answers Amen to her husband's aliyah to the Torah with the Kavana that she's thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. Minchas Yitzchak mentions that in a tshuva in Chelek Dalid Simen Yud Aleph, and that might be the basis of the minhag that women come to shul when she feels well enough and the husband gets an aliyah. Bir Halacha discusses what level of chiyuv he is for an aliyah in Kuf Lamed Vav, where he goes through the levels of chiyuv for an aliyah, but maybe that whole chiyuv for an aliyah is just based on the fact that the wife is supposed to be there in order to be yotzei her chiyuv. That's how Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chelek Dalid Simen Yod Aleph. Others have a minhag that women don't say gomel, but someone else does it for them. A father, a husband, for his wife can bench gomel. So there are two permutations of that. One is that someone says it for them, and the other is someone says it to them, so to speak. Meaning, can a person say bench gomel about someone else's salvation, even if the person who is actually saved isn't there? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Dalal and Bezer, of Yehuda's Talmidim said a bracha of Hoda'a when he recovered, when Rabbi Yehuda recovered from an illness, and he answered Amen, and then he said, now I'm potter from benching gomel. So the Rosh says, based on that story, that a person can say the bracha on someone else's behalf, and if the person who's chayiv answers Amen, he's been yotzei his chiyuv. So the Beis Yosef in Archaim, Reish Yutas, says that only applies to a Rebbe and a Talmud, to nobody else. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Yud Zayin, based on the Magen Avraham, says that if a person is so happy about their friend's salvation, even if the person who was saved isn't there, then you could say the bracha because you're so pleased about the friends being saved. And kal v'chomer, a wife, where you have ishto kugufo, that the husband might be able to bench gomel even not in his wife's presence. The Mishabura says that the majority opinion is not that way. That majority opinion is that only a Talmud can do it for a Rebbe or a son for a father. He does not seem to assume that a husband can do it on behalf of his wife, despite ishto kugufo. The Aruch HaShulchan says that a husband can do it for his wife, because there's nothing that rivals the love that a husband has for his wife. That's on the alatzad that the person's not there. If the person is there, can you bench gomel right in front of the person who is there? So the Beis Yosef says that some husbands bench gomel on behalf of their wives, and he says that they shouldn't do so, but he says a husband who does so, you should give him musr and tell him not to do it. But then in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Yutesiv Dalit, he says that you can say the gomel and let the wife say amen, and through that she'll fulfill her chiyuv. And the Rama writes, and that's not a bracha levatala. Seems like a stira. That on the one hand, the Beis Yosef says you can't say it for the other person. And on the other hand, Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you can. You can say it for the other person and let them answer amen. So Kafachayim in Sivkat Lamed Gimel says that the Mechaber didn't change his mind. Bir Halacha thinks he did change his mind, but he didn't change his mind. Rather, one should say Birchsa Gomel on behalf of, one should not say Birchsa Gomel on behalf of somebody else. But if you did, you're Yotze. So he holds what he says in Beis Yosef, you shouldn't do it. But he also holds what he says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you did it, you're going to be Yotze. The other option is that he changes his mind, and he says that you're allowed to bench Gomel on behalf of somebody else. So having said all of that, the Minag in Yerushalayim seems pretty clear. Rav Sturmbach writes in the Tshuva and Chelagal of Simen Kuf Tzadihei in Tshuva Sfan Hagos that he said the Chazon Ish did not like the idea of a woman benching Gomel, but he says that that it is appropriate that women should do so. And the minhag in Yerushalayim is that women do so. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld has tshuvas in Salmas Chaim, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, and Kuf Tzadi Ches, where he talks about at what point a postpartum woman should bench Gomel. Should it be after 7 days, after 30 days, after 3 days? When exactly she should bench Gomel? He never even entertains the possibility that she shouldn't bench Gomel. So the assumption seems to be that she should. Rav Shlomo Zalman also, and Alicha Shlomo, says that in Yerushalayim, minhag is that after giving birth to a baby, a woman benches Gomel. And Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Yud Zayin, he says that in Yerushalayim, of course, women bench Gomel. Rav Moshe, in the very last tshuva that he wrote, Rabbi Zavitovsky quotes, the very last tshuva he wrote in his own handwriting, in the 8th volume of Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Simen Yud Dalid, he says, Hine Be'etzem Ein makom v'ein tam l'chalik b'chiyuv birchas hoda'a b'nish l'isha. There's no reason to distinguish between a man and a woman when it comes to gomel. V'kiven she'ish m'chiyuv l'varich v'adai she'gam isha m'chiyavis l'varich. He suggests that maybe the minhag developed for women not to, because we typically do when we get an aliyah, and women don't get an aliyah. And he says that's probably the reason why women don't say Baruch Shabbatrani when their children become bar mitzvah, because you typically do that when you get an aliyah, or maybe that's why you don't say for a daughter, because typically you do when the kid gets an aliyah, and the daughter doesn't get an aliyah. Someone just told me, as I was about to give the shir, that Rav Shechter Lishitaso, Rav Shechter holds that a woman is not considered a chola sheyesh basakana right after childbirth nowadays, unless she went through something, unless there was some sort of complication, and therefore he holds a woman after childbirth does not bench gomel, but not that a woman doesn't bench gomel. If she actually went through something and went through something traumatic, then she would. It's just that may not be considered a legitimate sakana. Okay, have a great day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.